Earth and Sky.
This is Deborah Bird with a story about kidnapped and enslaved ants who might be rebelling against their ant captors. The captors are forcing the slave ants to work as nannies, but now a scientist believes the slaves are killing their captors young instead of caring for them. Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson spoke to study author, biologist Susanna Foitzig of Munich.
Foitzig said these slave-making ants aren't very good at doing their own housework, so they raid the homes of smaller ants, carry off the pupae, and raise them in their own colony inside an acorn. But the slaves might grow up to become baby-killing ant nannies.
How do they kill the young?
Either they throw the pupae outside the acorn, or they tear it apart and leave it to die.
Is this unusual or common practice?
It's not unusual for different ant species to enslave each other, but before they had studied these colonies and noticed the rebelling ants, scientists thought slaves had no way of defending themselves from this.
And does the rebellion win the slaves their freedom?
No, because they wouldn't know how to get back home. But what the rebellion does do is make it less likely that their relatives' homes will be raided, and that's why this behavior evolved.
Thanks, Lindsay. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.